This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2231. What are the costs of working? Part 1 by Marilyn Dilvin of RadicalFire.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Today we have a longer article for you. So what I'll do is split the article up, reading the first part today and finishing it up tomorrow. There's a lot to get through, so let's dive right into part 1 and start optimizing your life. What are the costs of working? Part 1 by Marilyn Dilvin of RadicalFire.com. When thinking about spending in early retirement, people think automatically they'll spend more. There's more free time, which you'll now spend doing things instead of working. That said, people often forget that they're also spending money to work. What are the costs of working? You're probably spending more money on work than you realize. When you think about it, you're spending plenty of money to go to work. Imagine if you retired. You didn't have to have that extra car, those fancy clothes, eat those lunches. In this article, we'll dive into some of the direct and indirect costs of having a job. When you know how much you spend on that, you'll have a better overview of what paycheck you're actually taking home. Know that while there'll be a focus on the financial costs of working, there are also other factors that come into play. Things like job satisfaction, colleagues, and time spent all count. Let's dive straight into the article. What are the costs of working? Going to and from work. You have to go to work and return home every day. That leads to transportation costs. If you're taking your car to work, you need to take into account the gas you're using plus the depreciation on the car. If you wouldn't have this car if you weren't working, you can take the entire value of the car into account. When you're biking, you can take the cost of your bike on a monthly or yearly basis. When you're going by public transport, it's simply the amount that you spend on going to and from work. Personally, I drive my car to work. I have a leased car, so the amount of kilometers I drive is irrelevant since my company pays gasoline for me. The fixed costs I have every month are additional taxes that I have to pay on top of my income taxes. I wouldn't drive a car if it weren't for my work, meaning that I would take public transport instead to visit my friends. I'm paying now around 180 euros every month on taxes. Otherwise, I would pay 33 euros on a weekend train card, what I'm now doing with my car, meaning that I can pay 146 euros every month to go to work. That's the money I pay for having the convenience of the car. I can lower this. One way would be to work remotely, meaning that I don't need my car to drive to clients. Another way would be to not drive my car for private purposes, meaning that I don't have to pay the additional taxes. Well, I could do that. I'm quite used to my car now. When I can drive a car for cheap, why not take the opportunity? Perhaps I'll do it sometime in the future, but for now, it's not necessary for me personally. If you have your own private car that you use to drive to work, there are even more things you can do. You can buy a more fuel-efficient car, especially if you're driving a significant distance to and from work. This can give you some additional savings. You can even go for an electric car, which is becoming more and more efficient. When public transportation is a cheaper option for you, you can switch from a car to public transport. Dress for success. We all know the expression dress for success, right? Well, dressing for success also costs us a significant amount of money each month. Depending on your lifestyle and work, you can spend a lot of money on having a professional wardrobe for work. You can spend thousands of euros every year keeping your wardrobe up to date. While we all know that successful people wear the same clothes every day, it's still tempting to update your professional wardrobe regularly. But there are lucky people who can wear the same clothes to work as they're wearing when they stay home. When you're one of those people, it probably doesn't cost a lot to dress for work. On the other hand, people who have an office job are expected to look professional, and they might spend more. I know that I would love to wear my sweatshirts to work every day, but sadly that wouldn't be appreciated. When I started working, I bought a few new pants and that's it. I already had some shirts, so that's what I'm dressing with right now. I started a clothing ban last year, meaning I won't buy any new clothing for as long as possible. This year, I haven't spent any money on dressing for success. Last year, I bought 2 new pairs of shoes and 3 new pairs of pants for work. That's about it. Taxes. Taxes are the most boring and the most direct cost of working. The more you earn, the more taxes you owe. In the Netherlands, the higher your salary, the higher you're scaled in the different tax brackets, meaning that if you earn more, every extra euro is taxed more than your average tax rate. What you can do about that is invest in tax-deductible accounts that save money for when you retire. Another way to lower this is to optimize your tax declaration. Most of the time, you can move around your money a bit, which can save you anywhere from 10 to 100 euros on a yearly basis. When you stop working, most of the taxes will go away. You'll pay fewer taxes in retirement for sure. To be honest, I enjoy paying taxes as we have many benefits in return. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, What Are the Costs of Working? By Marilyne Dilvin of RadicalFire.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I think it's well worth the exercise to truly calculate the cost of working, especially now when many companies want employees to return to the office after years of remote work. I recently read about a woman who was able to pad her emergency fund with $6,000 in just 6 months because work from home saved her money on transportation, takeout lunches, business attire, and happy hour drinks. Pair a break from these costs with the current rate of inflation, and I can see why many workers are now realizing that working isn't just about making money. In many ways, it also costs you money. The good news is that employees seem to have a bit more leverage now, as the Great Resignation is still in full swing. A record 4.5 million people quit their jobs in March 2022, and the unemployment rate is down 3.6%, which means that more jobs are available than there are workers to fill those jobs. There are also tons of options for remote work, which is a great remedy for many of the costs of working. So if you determine that your cost of working is not adequately offset by your pay, you potentially have some good options. Many people have been successful at convincing their employers to allow them to continue working from home, or they've agreed to a hybrid model of some days at home, some in the office. As we've proven over the last couple of years, work from home can produce great results. But if that's not a possibility, it might be time to start looking for a job that's less expensive. That'll do it for today. I'll finish the rest of this article for you tomorrow, so be sure to come back for part two, where your optimal life awaits.